Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Last time we talked, I used this word over and over, iconic, okay? And so when you think of an icon, you have a very quick definition. But when you're talking about Guy Penrod, and there's a bunch of artists nowadays that kind of are this way, you can't put them in a box. You might call them gospel, you might call them country, you might call them inspirational, but they're a little bit of everything, and they become defined simply by their individuality, and you take them for who they are and for what they bring to the table. And that's the truth when you look at the vocal band's history with Guy, through his Lynchburg and Liberty University and Thomas Road days with Guy, and now in this new venture with this country sound and Breathe Deep, where his unique individuality is really coming out to the forefront. And so here we are to hear more about Breathe Deep in particular and Guy Penrod and his life in general here on Daniel Britt and Friends. So welcome, Guy.
Well, thank you. Man, it's a pleasure to be here again, Daniel. We've been together on several instances in my career with the vocal band, and it's cool to be here with you on this particular venture. See how it goes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, everybody wants to be really, really nervous when there's a change in a very prominent or well-loved group like the vocal band.
Yeah.
So there's a change, and everybody's going to think, well, you know, is something wrong with his voice? Is he going into vinyl repair? What's he going to do next? You know, because you are a well-loved person, and so people want to know that you're back out singing and doing what the people love to hear. So this was very reassuring when you came back on the scene with this strong new album. This has been something that wasn't an overnight, okay, let's just do a record just to do something type thing, was it?
No, not at all, no. The idea for this record actually was born in me 22, 23 years ago when Angie and I moved to Nashville. I pursued a record deal like this, to where I could essentially this record, but with different songs, obviously, and got one with a label called PolyGram, which was a country label in Nashville. We got about halfway through the record. In fact, I ran across the old 2-inch the other day. I was looking for my passport because I'm headed to Europe in August, and I was digging around through there. You know, it's always nerve-wracking when you're going overseas, and I wanted my passport. I wanted to put my hand on it. And I ran across the 2-inch masters of this, and obviously don't have a 2-inch machine at the house, so I didn't put it up and listen to it. I'm anxious to get it up again, though, and take a listen and see what it was like. But got about halfway through that record, and the label was purchased by another label. I believe it was Mercury Records at the time. And as happens, and you're familiar with that in this type of business, they kind of cleaned house, you know, and restaffed the label and took, you know, all the artists off that were there and put their own new artists on. So that record just kind of died in its place. And I went into the studio. I was very fortunate to find a niche in the studio world, seeing background on records, you know that, and TV shows and things of that nature, kind of behind the glass, the other side of the glass, in music. And really had a fabulous set of years in doing so, and am thankful now as I look back that record didn't come to fruition at that time, because it's allowed me 23 years of growth and maturity, and not that I have it all together, but definitely have learned a lot more in those years. And so it's been ruminating in me for quite some time, and it was feeling like the time to do something, you know. My hair went from black to gray in the tenure with the vocal band, and before it turned loose, is what I've been saying. I wanted to get this one out of me. And I'm pretty single-minded when it comes to being able to multitask. I'm not a real good multitasker, you know.
Sure.
A lot of guys have been, and even in the tenure of the vocal band, you know, you've seen almost every artist within the group, with the exception of maybe some of the basses, have gone on to fabulous careers as soloists within the context of the vocal band for a period of time, and then kind of, you know, grown out. And I just didn't think I had that in me to be able to give the vocal band the energy that I felt like it deserved, and then venture out into solo land in the same way. So we agreed that it would be a great time to, you know, to just kind of step out on that and see what happened. And so I was blessed to leave with Bill's blessing and fabulous relationships. Obviously, those kinds of relationships are deep and long, 14-year family-type relationships that we made in the Gaither camp. And in fact, we struck a deal for them to distribute this record, too.
Right, right.
Which I paid for it out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to have control of what was on the record. I didn't want it to be influenced, you know, as happens in our business with who had the publishing or how it might work that way. I just wanted it to be simply the best songs that said what we were wanting to say. So it was not an easy decision. And even as I'm out, you know, kind of getting my toe in the water in front of people, doing concerts, it's still very, very nerve-wracking. And to me, you know, the jury's still out. I'm just going to let folks decide, and they tell me, do you like this music, and do you like what we're going for here or not? And that won't necessarily dictate what I do, but it will dictate how we tour, you know, and how we support it. But it has been fabulous. People have embraced it and embraced the vision that I feel God gave me for it, and I'm real excited.
That's Guy Penrod here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends talking about the new project, Breathe Deep.
He climbed down off that old John Deere, wiping sweat and I was wiping tears. He saw me coming across them cotton rows. He was 78, I was 21, feeling guilty for who I'd become. And then the toughest man I knew pulled me close. He said, son, no matter what you've done, you gotta know. It ain't that you fall, but that you get back up. Life's more about faith than it is about luck. Man makes a living by the work he does, but he'll leave his mark 'cause of who he was. My boots have walked that road, so son, remember. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. See, I never knew the Cain he raised. He was a man of God, a man of faith. He said, let me tell you about the way I used to be. I've run from the law and I've run shy. Had some barroom fights and a shotgun ride. To one night in a tent revival, I hit my knees. And then Jesus got my heart, and now I believe. It ain't that you fall, but that you get back up. Life's more about faith than it is about luck. Man makes a living by the work he does, but he'll leave his mark 'cause of who he was. My boots have walked that road, so son, remember. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. In the pages of the good book, you can read about liars, losers, cheats, and thieves who were changed. So there's hope for you and me. It ain't that you fall, but that you get back up. Life's more about faith than it is about luck. Man makes a living by the work he does, but he'll leave his mark 'cause of who he was. My boots have walked that road, so son, remember. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. Every sinner has a future.
I know you probably got the question a lot when you were with the Vocal Band. When are you going to do a solo? When are you going to do a solo? Yeah. Which is just Guy Penrod by himself. And that's flattering, but at the same time, if you were to look at you know, well, one thing, your longevity with a vocal band, you were kind of seen as, I mean, you were Bill's right-hand man. You were there through all these changes, and so you were Mr. Faithful. And so I think there was a lot of people, while they wanted a solo record, they respected what you were doing, keeping your focus there. Yeah. Back to that album that never saw the light of day. Can you give us an idea of some of the songs? Would we recognize any of the songs maybe you cut for that one?
You know, they were mostly new songs. There was one, though, that I put on there that I really love. I love the... It's somewhat of a forlorn message, but it's an old Hank Williams song. You know, I hear the lonesome whippoorwill. Yeah. He sounds too blue to cry. You know, the midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. That's on there, and then actually the rest of the songs are new songs. And to be honest with you, my memory is older now, and I wasn't able to spin it, so I can't actually recall. I read the song list when I had it out. Wow. They were new songs: with Paul Overstreet song, Don Schlitt song, a No Block song. So I'm anxious to hear it myself, honestly.
Well, I mean, the word is out, so people are going to keep you accountable. One day it will have to be resurrected.
Hopefully. I got to figure out who owns it.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, PolyGram went defunct. I don't know if Mercury owns it or who. I know I have it, but we'll have to kind of ferret that out. You know how that goes.
Here's the title cut from Guy Penrod's new project, Breathe Deep.
Out of town for 3 days, when I hit the door, kids run into my arms. As I kneel on the floor, saying something about a puppy and some kid at the pool, and something about something that somebody did at school. Something whispers inside me, breathe deep. Like these are treasures to keep. Listen close, look long, breathe deep. I don't see her often, she just turned 82. The other day she didn't hear me slip into her room. Watched her for a minute, didn't even speak. Then she turned my way, her eyes lit up, and she kissed me on my cheek. Something whispered inside me, breathe deep. Breathe deep. Moments like these, treasures to keep. Listen close, look long, breathe deep. I heard it said we don't know what we've got until it's gone. Time slows down for no one, it just keeps rushing on. Babe, I never told you, but sometimes late at night, when we've said our last I love yous, and you're asleep but I'm not quite, I lie awake in the moonlight and breathe deep. Like these are treasures to keep. Listen close, look long, breathe deep. Thank you.
Well, Breathe Deep, so this comes with a lot of this country-type sound. And, I mean, your whole, your look from the belt buckles to the boots to the ranch you live on, the tractors and the cows, it all kind of comes together. We wouldn't expect you to sing opera. We would expect you to have a country sound. So I mean, this is something being, I mean, you were Texas born, right?
Right, right. Abilene, yeah. I lived there. Just as a real young kid, when you're born, though, in Texas, you just claim it the whole the rest of your life. You know how that goes. So we lived there, I think, through my, when I was 4 years old, dad and mom moved over to Las Cruces, New Mexico, where he started a church.
Right.
So I was there for just a very, very short period of time in my early days, obviously, and then into New Mexico, but out west, most definitely.
So when people ask you why a country sound, maybe even an extreme country sound, how do you answer that from your personal point of view?
Oh, well, first of all, I don't see it as very extreme. There is obviously country has widened a great deal, being in radio, you're familiar with how that works. It's a very cyclical thing, I think music is. And it just kind of goes around and then comes back around.
Yeah.
So I think the trend you're going to see in country music is actually a more traditional trend than what you're even hearing now.
Yeah.
And back to more very acoustic, very very country sound and stuff is what I'm hearing come out. And at the same time, there's that other end that's sounding pretty pop,
Yeah, right.
I like live music. I like real drums. I like bass, electric guitars, acoustic guitars, dobros, banjos, all of the different types of instruments that country music uses. I like the idea of music as a train.
Mm-hmm.
And you put on the train, what you're actually trying to move down the tracks. In my opinion, it ought to be philosophy. I think that's the most effective way to use music. And
right.
To some degree in our day, it's been kind of hijacked, as most things end up getting hijacked by money and profit somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
And while, that has a positive aspect to it at some degree, I think that it can actually cloud the effectiveness of what it is you're trying to do. And so what we've done is wanted to create a piece of product, and country I chose because I'm familiar with it, and I like it. Grew up liking those sounds. And I like the storytelling aspect of country music. It's always been a format that told stories in order to convey a truth of some kind. It, may point out potholes or talk about roads you ought to take or whatever in story form. And, Jesus did that. That's the way he taught. And that's a very powerful way to do it. And then I wanted to give the listener a piece of product that from its entirety, from cut 1 to cut 13, I'm not gonna jerk you around philosophically.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna throw you a very biblically based Christian message in a song and then turn around and endorse, drinking and cheating.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna ever do that with what I am as a person. Right. That's inconsistent with me, and money's not a big enough motivator for me to do that.
Yeah.
And be sure and keep this interview someday if someone comes to me with a big pile of money and says, hey, cut this song, and it doesn't line up, and I'll listen to it again because I'm just susceptible of stupidity as anybody. But I think that there is a group of folks out there that want some consistency from that perspective. And when they spin a record, if they love country music, they're just good salt-of-the-earth folks. And I think, by and large, having done this all these years with the vocal band being out in front of audiences that come, to the homecoming concerts, that our audiences are much the same. Your audience in gospel and Southern gospel is, I would bet, in their trucks, they have presets that are on country stations too.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I think to some degree those folks, while we do get offerings, obviously, like Three Wooden Crosses by Randy Travis and Jesus Take the Wheel and Brooks and Dunn song.
Yeah.
Huge, very good song.
Yeah.
And Carrie's new single, Temporary Home, that we get those offerings, but within the context of the record, then sometimes you get a philosophy that just snaps your neck. You know, it's opposed to that type of philosophy. And I don't want to be an actor. Yeah. I'm just not a good actor. I think at that point you kind of have to put on an acting hat and say, well, this really isn't me, you know, and I'm just not built that way. If it doesn't line up with what I believe philosophically, it's not going to be on my record. So, and then sew that into the marketplace.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because at the end of the day, man, it's a tough world out there, and there's so many lies being lifted up as truth, and they don't work. It's annoying to me because, in my opinion, the evil one, the enemy of our soul, Satan, he is to blame. My battle's not with flesh and blood. It's not with other people. It's with him and ideas and temptations that he puts out there and says, you know, just one more drink, or just take this in order to calm your nerves, or just a bigger house, or more cars, or stuff. You get my point.
Yeah.
And that excess, he has sold that for generations and generation to the human race, and it's glittery and pretty, and it's temporarily satisfying, but it leads to a very dark, destructive place. Excess does, just about on every level, and I think you combat that with lifting up truth, and really, it needs to be in the marketplace, not just in the church, and so that's the impetus that. Push that I feel inside me to get it out there, and we'll see if it works or if it doesn't. If God's in it, it'll work. If God's not, it won't.
Your innocence is on the line, and you're headed for that fruit out on the vine. Temptation within your reach. When you taste before it's time, it's bittersweet. But you don't have to learn the hard way and carry your mistakes through years of regretting the choices that you made. What you decide tonight, wrong or right, could change your life. To know better, fast forward 3 years. You got a handful of dreams that have disappeared. It's a full-time job, no turning back. It's a life, but it ain't the one you could have had. But you don't have to learn the hard way and carry your mistakes through years of regretting the choices that you've made. What you decide tonight, wrong or right, could change your life. Each other enough, you'll wait a while. You don't have to learn the hard way and carry your mistakes through years of regretting the choices that you made. What you decide tonight, wrong or right, could change your life. To know better.
Well, I've listened to the project, and I think that back to what I said about country, the whole country package. You can't do this you can't take this as an absolute for every genre of music, but there's some pretty good generalizations. You know, you talk about blues, you're probably going to have some frustration and some depression, you know, that's going to be conveyed in those messages. Mm-hmm. And in some aspects of rock or rap, you're going to have anger. And gospel, you're going to probably have some good, happy messages there. And then in country, I think you get kind of the real life, what phrase you use, the horse sense type stuff that really comes out of a country, you know, pretty, you know, general message. So I think that even though you're doing, it's a gospel message, it's told through story, it's going to take that form of kind of a country covering, I guess, mm-hmm. is the method to deliver that message. So this album is full of songs like that. And some people may hear them and who are used to a strict gospel song, Jesus per minute type song. Mm-hmm. And they may hear, you know, a couple of lines go and they think, well, that could be a country station song. But if they listen hard enough, they'll find Jesus in all of these songs.
Absolutely.
Don't you agree?
Oh, most definitely. These songs were all bathed in prayer. I mean, yeah. And when we got together and talked to the writers with regard to what we wanted to convey in this offering, it is most definitely Christian and spiritual and biblically based. And I think one of the challenges and one of the things I have to say is, as I have been in front of folks in concerts, is a challenge to the church to embrace the idea, and they do, by and large. I think, though, the devil works overtime to try to sow fear and to sow misconceptions into our minds as children of God so that we are less effective in the culture. Mm-hmm. And my challenge to them is, don't allow your Christianity to be diminished to a set of words, to a vernacular, because at the end of the day, people watch what you do and how you live your life a lot more than they listen to what you say. And in my opinion, your Christianity is in your living. It is in your daily walk. That's why we started the record with, in my opinion, one of the most spiritual songs. It's a love song to my wife, even when we do. That we're going to get old together, and my heart for you isn't going to change. I made a commitment. I'm going to stay with you. And it's messy to go through an entire life with the same woman and her the same man under the same roof. And I've been saying, if you actually make it all the way through together, you can know there is a God. You know what I'm saying?
Really, yeah.
And to lift high the things that make us who we are as people, not just talk about it.
Guy Penrod talking about the first cut off of Breathe Deep, Even When We Do.
Sitting there in church last Sunday, you reached across and took my hand. Heaven help me, I started thinking about bucket seats in my old Trans Am. Parked there in your parents' driveway, couldn't take my eyes off you. It felt so good to hear you tell me you love me too, that'll never get old. Even when we do, cups of coffee, late night kisses on my cheek. Knowing I got someone else, praying for my soul to keep. Shaky hands and one small diamond, the way I felt that night in June. Along with all the other memories I hold on to, that'll never get old. Even when we do, and even when we're sitting there, nothing but silver in our hair, and a couple of matching rocking chairs, just watching the world go by, we'll load the grandkids in the car and drive to the Dairy Queen. The whole way there, they'll be rolling their eyes at me, for we're hitting on you like we're still 17. You know I'm gonna try. I'll slow down a little, you might even slow down too. But as long as this old heart's still beating, I'll be loving you. That'll never get old, that'll never get old, even when we do. That'll never get old. We do. Even when we do.
Songs about real life, which you'll find on Guy Penrod's Breathe Deep Project. It's available now at GuyPenrod.com. And Guy is our guest today here on Daniel Britt and Friends. And running through a few of his favorites off this project, that's the first cut on the Breathe Deep Project. Here's more with Guy Penrod.
The second song is Pray About Everything. Don't worry about nothing, pray about everything. Those are the words of Jesus. I just wrapped it in a vernacular that makes good sense to me.
Time is tight and money is short. River's up and the weatherman, he's calling for another storm. Pressure's on, margins thin. Gotta figure out a fix for this awful fix I'm in. Oh, mama, what am I gonna do? And she said, child, there's only one thing you can do. Don't worry about nothing. Let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about nothing, pray about everything. Love is blind, fate don't care. Lose your grip and your balloons go sailing off into the air. Oh mama, what am I gonna do? She said, child, there's only one thing you can do. Don't worry about nothing. Just let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Hey, pray about everything. Oh, take a walk, take a breath. Give it all a rest. Take a cane pole to the fishing hole and catch a couple of fish. Just like that, toss them back and make a little wish. Pray about it. About it, fret about it. Don't worry about nothing. Hey, let it go, see what tomorrow brings. Don't worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Hey, pray about everything. Pray.
Guy Penrod, Breathe Deep Project's what we're talking about and what we're listening to today on Daniel Britt and Friends with, of course, Guy Penrod sitting around our table.
Are You the Ones? The third one is talking. That's the release right now to country radio. Mm-hmm. And it's spinning on almost 100 country stations now. And we're just pushing it from the grassroots level up to see if it's going to catch on. And I believe it does because of the need out there.
You see
the culture just kind of without a compass. Just moving this way and that way, and there's so many, for lack of a better way to say it, just horrible lies of the enemy floating around to our kids these days. You know, try this, try this. It's just younger and younger. He keeps attacking them with philosophy that doesn't work. And if we don't take the opportunity as parents and mentors in their lives to talk about the difficult subjects with them, who is?
Somebody's gonna show him what love looks like. Tell him what's wrong and right. Are you the one? Somebody's gonna teach him about the birds and bees, drinking beer and smoking things. Are you the one? Are you the one? That's what I ask myself when I look at my boy. I can't help but wonder about the world and all its dangers. Are you the one that's gonna have that talk where he turns red and you're shell-shocked? Somebody's gonna be the one that she turns to when she's hurt and she's confused. Are you the one? Somebody's gonna be the first to break her heart, let her down and leave a scar. Are you the one? Are you the one? That's what I ask myself when I look at my girl. Yeah, I can't help but wonder about the world and all its dangers. Are you the one that's gonna have that talk where she turns red and you're shell-shocked? Or will you leave it up to some stranger? Somebody's gonna reach her while she's young. Are you the one she'll call when she's in trouble? One who gets there on the double when things ain't going right. Are you the one he wants to be like when he grows up? The one who always shows up at his games and plays in every big day of his life. Are you the one?
This is Daniel Britt and Friend with Guy Penrod, our featured guest today, and the project Breathe Deep. We're listening to songs off of this wonderful new collection, and of course a new avenue for Guy Penrod as a solo artist after spending many, many years with the Gaither Vocal Band. Guy continues discussing the songs on the project and the purpose behind the songs, which is, of course, the message.
Every song in there is very definitely a roadmap of truth. And I listened to it too as we made it. I put it in my tractor as I was making rounds this fall bush hogging and was encouraged by what the writers wrote. And we wrote for the record. I did, and Brent Rowan, the producer, didn't make any. Our cuts didn't make the record because they just weren't good enough. And since I was writing the checks, I said, I don't want a song on here because me... Right. I believe the song is where it all boils down to. Right. And I'm not going to sacrifice three and a half minutes of time in anybody's life in this day and time. And every moment is so precious fought after on a song that does not convey truth. And so I just think one of the impetuses is the old saying that you are to... You love Jesus with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then obviously your neighbor is yourself. And you tell people of the love of Christ all the way through your life, everybody you come in contact with. And then, as it was said, use words if necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think what God gave us in this record is a toolbox of ideas that will challenge and cause people to think. In fact, and I'll quit my run-on sentence here in just a second, but last night we were in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
You were there with us, supported that concert. Great. Thank you.
That's great.
And as I was shaking hands with folks leaving, a lady came to me, shook my hand, teared up, and said, I just want to tell you, my son has three kids, married. He left the family and just took off about 3 months ago and hadn't been home. And I gave him your record. And he listened to cut number three, Are You the One That's Going to Talk to Your Kids About This Stuff? And last week he came home. And he's at the house and trying to work things out in his family now. She was just crying, and she said, I just want you to know it got through to him. And then he sent a note to a friend the other day and wrote, as he closed his note, and his mom saw it, Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. That's cut number four on the record.
Yeah.
And she said, I can tell it's getting through to him. And I said, thank you for sharing that with me. That's who I'm gunning for.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. I mean, it's, we just got to be hands and feet, really. No strings attached. Go help folks. And then as the pressure's turned up in the culture that we live in, I think it'll get more and more obvious. Folks are going to be looking to people that have answers. And it's not because I'm smart, but the Word of God works.
So when you set out, and we'll talk about this in a minute, but when you set out with all of these years of thinking about doing this project, because I know you've told me before this wasn't an overnight thing. This was you wanted to do it and do it right and make sure that the message was consistent with what you wanted to say. So all of this goes into preparation years and years and years before this kid hears this song, you know. So you hear this story, and that's got to be, I mean, in a way, it's got to, again, go back and to give praise to God, because how else would all of that be orchestrated? All the things you've gone through as an artist to get to this one point at this one concert, you know, or whatever, to hear this one story that it's amazing. I never cease to be amazed at how God orchestrates things like that on this, sometimes a really long timeline, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you hear that, too, in your line of work. I mean, you put music out there praying, Lord, I hope this hits the right ear. And then when you get a story that confirms that, you go, oh, thank you, Lord. It's working.
Yeah.
You know, because I just think music is a powerful tool. Gloria said one time, and I just think it was brilliant, she said they're like portable bits of theology and philosophy that help you through.
Yeah.
Because you can remember it. You couple a great story or poetic structure or thought, marry it to a melody, cut a song, and man, it's a powerful medium.
I know in this life I can count on one hand the number of real friends I have. They don't always tell me what I want to hear, but the truth hadn't hurt me that bad. They stand with me, fall with me, go through it all with me. They know I'd be there for them. There are people who care what you drive, what you wear, where you live, how much money you make. But how many of them could you still call a friend if it was all taken away? For the people that care what you have don't matter, and the people that matter don't care. There's no better view after losing it all
than the view that I got from my knees. The truth stood before me like a wide open door to the people that matter to me. The ones who would die for me, fly my flag high for me. What more could I ever need? There are people who care what you drive, what you wear, where you live, how much money you make. But how many of them could you still call a friend if it was all taken away? Oh, the people that care what you have don't matter, and the people that matter don't care. For some people enough is just never enough, but for me it's enough to be
from the new project, Breathe Deep, available at GuyPenrod.com, where you can find out more about this new journey in Guy's life and music. But of course, for over a decade, he traveled with the Gaither Vocal Band, and many hits, many songs that will still be closely affiliated with Guy's voice and personality, like this one from the Gaither Vocal Band featuring Guy Penrod on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Among the local taverns, there'll be a slack in business, 'cause Jesse's drinking came before the groceries and the rent. Among the local women, there'll be a slack in cheating, 'cause Jesse won't be stepping out again. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus came to soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. This time he went under for the Lord.
The scars on Jesse's knuckles were more than just respected. The county courthouse records tell all there is to tell. The pockets of the gamblers will soon miss Jesse's money, and the black eye of the law will soon be well. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord.
From now on, Nancy Taylor can proudly speak to neighbors and tell them just how Jesse took up with little Jim. Now Jimmy's got a daddy and Jesse's got a family, and Franklin County's got a lot more men. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost the good right arm. They all cried hallelujah
This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
The other day, I passed the place you always like to go. And I picked up the phone because I thought you'd want to know. But I forgot you weren't there. I miss you all these days. That I'm reminded of your smile and the funny you'd say. I see you most at Christmas. You were like a little kid. You always loved a good surprise. Now I must admit that
with the Gaither Vocal Band. You're listening to a special two-part series with Guy Penrod on Daniel Britt and Friends. We'll finish up Breathe Deep next week and more conversation with Guy Penrod. Before we close, another signature Guy sound with the Vocal Band.
Heaven's getting ready for an end-it-all celebration. To begin eternity with a righteous congregation. This world's coming to an end and it won't be long. The party's going.
morning light, ringing in the day, cause there is no night, saying goodbye to the heartache, trouble, and pain. I'll be sitting at the throne with an angel band, shouting hallelujah to the great I am. If you think it's a dream, well, it ain't. I'll be singing with the up his horn, it's just another glory hallelujah morn, and I'll be singing with the saints at the morning light, ringing in the day cause there is no night, saying goodbye to the heartache, trouble and pain. I'll be sitting at the throne with an angel band, shouting hallelujah to the great I am. If you think it's a dream, well it ain't. At the morning light, ringing in the day, cause there is no night, saying goodbye to the heartache, trouble, and pain. I'll be sitting at the throne with an angel band, shouting hallelujah to the great I am. If you think it's a dream, well, it ain't. I'll be singing with the saints at the morning light, ringing in the day, cause there is no night, saying goodbye. Trouble and pain. I'll be sitting at the throne with an angel band, shouting hallelujah to the great I am. If you think it's a dream, well it ain't. I'll be singing with the saints.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.